Are you ready to play 60?
I'm a ruin for you guys.
Have you brought your giant size appetite?
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in the Giants locker room at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on this week's show, the Giants took a trip to the 9/11 Museum. We'll tell you about it. Stevie Brown goes cooking in the city, and how well do you know wide receiver Victor Cruz? But it's time to get things started with Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Bose, as we look back at the Giants' home opener against the Arizona Cardinals and the celebration of 90 seasons. Ladies and gentlemen, now we have a very special presentation. Today we celebrate 90 seasons of tradition, pride, and excellence. Now let's welcome the men who set the standards and broke the records in their illustrious Giants career. He was the NFL MVP in the 1956 championship season, holds the record for most touchdowns scored in Giants history. Number 16, the legendary Frank Gifford. In 9 seasons with New York, he amassed more points than any other Giant. Please welcome back number 3, Pete Kogalak. He's an NFL MVP, a 2-time Super Bowl champion, has 10 consecutive Pro Bowls, the most in Giants history. Number 56, Lawrence Taylor. A 3-time Pro Bowler. And the all-time rushing leader with over 10,000 yards, number 21, Tiki Barber. He's a Super Bowl champion and Ring of Honor inductee and has the most receiving yards in Giants history. Please welcome number 81, Amani Toomer. Manning in a shotgun set. Takes the snap, back to throw. Lobs one right for Randall. Makes a one-handed catch for the touchdown. What a catch by Reuben Randall as Peterson kicks the pylon. He thought he had great coverage. Randall went up with one hand, tipped it to himself, got his feet in, and the Giants get on the board with 37 seconds to go in the half.
Hey, I got it for you already. It's waiting for you.
Stanton back to throw. Under pressure, sack. Kiwanuka, Ayers, and the rest of the Giant front four. I said again, same formation. Manning, though, will throw on a play fake. Throws middle of the field. Touchdown, Giants. Shipped it to Daniel Fell. So Weatherford to punt. Ginn back deep. No pressure. Toppling punt. Middle of the field. Ginn gets hit by Bowman. Runs out of that tackle. Darts up the middle of the field. And there goes Ted Ginn Jr. Fakes out Weatherford. Being chased from behind by Demps. Won't catch him to the 10-5. Touchdown, Cardinals. 71 yards. The final score of the Cardinals, 25. The Giants, 14. It was a gut-wrenching Sunday for the Giants. They're back in action on Sunday at home against the Houston Texans. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants going to the 9/11 Museum as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. This week's Player Spotlight with Stevie Brown is brought to you by Verizon. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, we've moved into the team defensive room. Stevie Brown is a key component of the Giants defense, and he likes to cook as well. And recently, he stopped in at David Burke's Fishtails to whip up some pregame snacks.
Hey, Giants fans. It's me, Stevie Brown. One of my off-the-field passions is cooking, so I'm here at Fishtail by David Burke. One of the chefs is going to show me some things in the kitchen. Let's go.
Like that. Yeah.
I'm here with Chef Aiden of the David Burke Group. And Chef, tell us what we're going to be making today.
We're going to do our chicken, our barbecue chicken dumplings, and we're also going to do our avocado panna cotta, which is a modern take on a classic chips and dip. So we're going to get started with the dumplings first. We have chicken wing bones. We just stick them down in here like this. So grab the corners, and then we pinch everything together like this. You want a job as a prep cook? That's pretty good dumpling for your first shot.
You know, trying to master the technique early.
Yeah, but what kind of stuff do you like to make at home?
I like to make a little bit of everything. Watch a lot of Food Network, see a lot of things being cooked on there, and then I like to see if I can duplicate them in the kitchen. So this definitely might be a dish that I might try out one day. Looks simple, looks good, looks like something I could do.
Next, we're gonna make our we're gonna get our panna cotta ready. Here, you wanna try?
Might as well.
Oh, I like that. Simple but flavorful.
Exactly. So normally when you're cooking at home, it's relaxing for you and
definitely. Me, when I get home in the kitchen, usually have a few friends over, a neighbor over, and just able to relax and make a nice meal and just watch them enjoy. That's just definitely what I love to do in my downtime.
What we're gonna do now, I have some thinly sliced pepper jack cheese.
Yeah.
That we're gonna drape over the top here. So we're gonna make our nachos in here. We take a couple of these tomatoes, and we're going to make a nice little garnish in here. We just take our nachos out of the oven and drop it down right here on the board like that. You can dig right in.
All right. Let's go ahead and dig in here real quick.
Not bad, right?
I like that. Yeah, it's going to be introduced to Stevie's Kitchen.
Let's make our chicken dumplings next.
All right. Sounds good.
So we'll take our dumplings out of our water, and we're going to dip it in the barbecue. And then right in the herbs, and it'll go right on the plate like that. Chicken crackers here, right in the barbecue, and then right in the herbs like that. So here we have our barbecue chicken dumplings with pepper jack cheese, and our chicken liver Oreos with chicken skin. So here, try one.
Yeah.
Very good. Try one of the dumplings.
Oh yeah, you definitely get that pepper jack in there.
Yeah, that's the little cheese pockets like that. Mm-hmm. That definitely makes it.
Yeah, it's definitely good right there.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Here you guys go. We got the skin and bones and the avocado panna cotta. Hope you guys brought your giant size appetite. Enjoy.
This is delicious. Would you like to try one?
What'd you really expect? It's what we do in the kitchen. Stevie's Kitchen.
Stevie and the Giants defense hope to whip up the right recipe against the Texans this weekend. Time to change the formula a little bit as we move to Sideline Jam. That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. Now it's time for Giants Access Blue Trivia as we turn it over to Antrell Roll.
Who holds the Giants' career record for interceptions? The answer will come up after the break. Emlyn Tennell holds the Giants' career record for interceptions with 74.
That's Antrell Roll with Giants Trivia as we welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Tom Coughlin has a sense of history and is very patriotic. And during training camp, he took the entire team to the 9/11 Museum.
On behalf of the Mara and Tisch families, it is always an important moment when our team shows leadership in the New York, New Jersey area. The New York Football Giants are the first major sports franchise to come and see the 9/11 Museum, the memorial to those that we lost, to those that we loved, and certainly to the men and women who still fight today to ensure that the freedoms that we sometimes take for granted can be enjoyed by all Americans every single day of the year.
It's humbling to know that people really risk their lives in saving people, and you get to hear all those stories. I mean, you see it, you know, I was just a kid when it happened, so you see it when you're here walking these halls and seeing all the memorials and different things, and you really appreciate, you know, the simple fact of just being able to wake up and see your family every day. Being here is definitely humbling and still a little saddened at the same time.
This column that you see right in front of you is called the Last Column, and you could see it's adorned with sort of graffiti of remembrance, and it was the very last piece of steel to be removed from the site on May 30th, 2002. We brought it back, erected it in front of the slurry wall as a sign and symbol of our continuing resilience, as well as the 9-month recovery period, which was in and of itself historic.
This is special, and to be here with the team, and everybody remembers that day in 2001, 9/11, to be in New York City and just to hear some of the phone calls that were made on the planes, the letters, or see the pictures of the firefighters and the police officers who gave their lives to try to help other people. And it was really powerful being there. You know, really, really glad that as a team we got to see it together.
One of the things about the 9/11 attack, just by virtue of when it happened, 8:46 in the morning, that was a moment of a shift change. So the night guys were going off duty and the day guys were coming on. And in a lot of firehouses, they found the two shifts together at the moment the call came in. So everybody loaded the truck. They were riding heavy, as the fire department calls it. Nearly half the fire department units of the city reported for duty in one way or another on that day. So all 11 guys in this company were there, the night shift and the day shift. All of them went into the building and none of them came out.
It's a tremendous thing to see what, you know, this city and the strength of this country to be able to build something like this is just tremendous.
The pool that you see right in front of you is the exact footprint of where the North Tower stood. There are 2,983 names on this memorial, and they represent everyone who died here in New York, at the Pentagon, and on Flight 93.
I was in fifth grade when the attacks happened, so it's something to come here and see where it took place and the lives that it impacted and how New York City responded. It's a great thing for this team. It's a great thing for, you know, all the fans who were impacted by it. They also come out and root for us. And it was definitely a sobering experience. Something I'll never forget.
Giants players also paid tribute to 9/11. On September the 11th, Stevie Brown, John Beeson, and Justin Pugh paid a visit to Firehouse 74 on the Upper West Side, one of the firehouses that responded on that historic day.
This is 74 engine here. This firehouse is over 100 years old, okay?
Greatly appreciated that the guys came there to visit us. You know, today's a day of remembrance for us here in the fire department, and just the guys being here today and showing up and makes it a little more special.
We made a little memorial here.
Ruben Correa was the guy we lost. At the time he passed away, he left three young daughters behind. They've all grown up to be beautiful young women, and they have children of their own now, and they still remember.
You know, just to be here on this day, just sitting down with firefighters who've been through it, experienced it, just talking to them, sharing their stories, them asking their stories, it definitely means a lot.
I mean, we play football, it's a game. These guys go out there and put their lives on the line for us, so you definitely take your hats off to them and give them the utmost respect. So it's something that, you know, I'm very thankful to come and meet these guys and sit down and just have something to eat.
I'm just going to give you a little demonstration how to make a fresh mozzarella. All right,
we can do that.
Okay. Now, when you grab it, try to, don't, like, knead it like that. You want to try to grab a smooth part of it.
Okay.
And see, just push it together like that.
Well, you know, it was cool. I've seen fresh mozzarella being made, but learning firsthand from a true Italian how to make it is definitely nice. You know, put the little prosciutto in there, add a little mozzarella prosciutto roll up. Pretty legit.
We'd like to consider ourselves a giant firehouse. Last few years have been very good for us, so, you know, hopefully this year we'll continue to keep that going.
It's amazing. This, you know, it's 74 has been here for over 100 years, so a lot of history here. Obviously, you know, our hats go off to them. Couldn't do it without them. Tough duty. It's not for everybody, but we appreciate it.
Still more to come on the program, including how well do you know Victor Cruz? We'll tell you about it as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, in the Giants locker room, in front of the locker of wide receiver Victor Cruz. He's set a lot of Giants records and made many big plays. But how well do his teammates know him? Anita Marks takes it over from here.
All right, Giants fans, it's time for our new segment, How Well Do You Know? And this week, that's right, guess who it is? This guy right here, Victor Cruz. How well does Victor Cruz's teammates know him? Let's find out.
Let's see what they got.
So Victor Cruz has a middle name. Do you know what it is?
I do not. I have no idea.
Victor.
When you're jumping off a cliff, you say this.
He doesn't like to tell a lot of people, but Geronimo, I think.
That is correct.
That's his name, Geronimo?
My middle name is Geronimo. Thank you, Mom, for that one. Appreciate it.
What is his nickname?
Slick, Crazy Legs.
Nope.
Hector.
Nope.
Salsa King?
Nope.
Team Vic?
Yes, that is it.
Oh, Team Vic?
Yes.
Team Vic?
Yes.
Who gave him that? I've never heard of that. I think you made that up.
It's too amazing.
I think you misunderstood him.
What's his favorite food?
Rice and beans.
It's not Spanish food.
Favorite food? Cereal.
Where's he from originally?
Patterson, New Jersey.
Where's his family from?
Patterson, New Jersey.
Where did he learn to salsa?
Patterson, New Jersey. He didn't learn the salsa in Patterson?
Puerto Rico.
He learned it in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
How did he learn it in Puerto Rico, not in Patterson?
Well, no, I think his family brought the salsa to Patterson.
But he learned it in Patterson, so I was correct on that one.
I'm originally from Patterson, New Jersey. Get out of here, Petey.
But your family is from?
My family is from Bayamón in Arecibo, Puerto Rico.
Who's his favorite football player of all time?
Jerry Rice.
His favorite football player of all time would have to be Lawrence Taylor, for sure. Yeah, no, it is. He told me that one also.
Maybe a wide receiver, just maybe.
I think he's lying. Jerry Rice, probably. Man. No, it's probably someone newer. He's so young.
No.
It's old school?
Yeah.
Michael Irvin?
Yes.
Right?
What's his favorite movie?
Favorite movie is Dirty Dancing. No, you're wrong. He told me it's Dirty Dancing. He said no one puts Baby in the corner.
Favorite movie is Pulp Fiction.
What's his favorite saying? What do you hear him say all the time?
Most common thing I say is, don't do that.
Throw me the ball.
don't do that.
I was open.
Victor is one of the most popular players, not only outside of the Giants with the fans, but inside this locker room. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants play their third game of the season at home on Sunday afternoon when they take on the Houston Texans. Here's my perspective with this football team. They need to get off to a fast start. They did not do that last week against the Arizona Cardinals, with the Cardinals scoring on their first possession of the game and then the Giants driving the ball and turning it over. It is so important for this team to start playing with confidence, because you saw last week against Arizona, when the offense got into a bit of a rhythm, they were able to move the ball effectively. But they need to make some big plays early. Get some points on the board on that first possession of the day. Defensively, same kind of thing. In the first 2 weeks of the season, the Giants have allowed scores on the first offensive possession by the opposition. Make some plays. Get a three and out early. Get the crowd into it. And that'll get everybody fired up. Because whether it's the NFL or any other sport, it's all about confidence, playing with confidence as a group. And you saw last week at certain points during the game when the Giants were clicking on defense and moving the ball on offense, there was a different set of energy in the building, not only from the fans, but from the players as well. They need good vibes. They need positive reinforcement. How do they achieve that? By getting off to a fast start. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants by going to Giants.com. You can also go to Facebook.com/New York Giants. And, of course, follow the Giants on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on My 9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.